This is the Ohio School of the Air. Men who made America. Stories of action, of achievement, of men and women who have contributed to the building of the nation. ...1850, mid-century. America seething with dark rumors and low mutterings of the civil strife to come. A fierce restlessness possesses the nation. Slowly the conviction grows, both north and south, that the nation cannot exist half slave, half free. As though to hasten the gathering storm comes the Fugitive Slave Law. Complacent New England flames in fierce resentment. And in the little village of Brunswick, Maine, a story burns itself into the mind and soul of a woman. And so, a book was born. A book that inflamed both North and South beyond any other single influence. A book that was carried in the hearts of men to the very battlefield. In a dingy bookshop on a shabby side street of Charleston, South Carolina.
But I don't see you. Don't mention it even here. If they knew I had so much, it'd one copy.
But why all the secrecy? Everyone in the North is reading it, talking about it.
Have you read it yourself?
Well, certainly. It's a classic. I sat up all night to finish it.
Then why do you want to buy it? See here. You're on from the Southern Patriots, are you?
Oh, of course not.
Then why do you...
Because coming down from Boston, I met a very charming young lady. I told her about Uncle Tom's Cabin and promised to bring her a copy when I called this evening.
If the Southern Patriots knew...
After all this mumbo-jumbo, how much am I going to have to pay for this book?
They say they're asking $10 for it in New Orleans. But I'm worried. I've only got two copies left. So here you are, sir. Only $5 a copy.
Yankee, come in here
and
he
ain't
come out.
Come on, men. So, Blake, we've caught you at last. Red-handed, too.
I'm with him, all right. There's no law against selling books.
Leave the books there. They'll make a nice beginning for a little fire that's going to break out very unexpected in Blake's cellar here.
My books, my shop. Don't burn my books.
A fine pair, you two. And you a southerner.
What are y'all going to do to us?
Come on, men. Get the Tom Feathers. Yeah. Come on.
You hate it. You hate it because you're afraid. Because you're not true. But you can't stop it. It's all there in black and white. They can't print the book fast enough. It's sweeping the country like wildfire. The North people are mobbing the theaters to see it. Fighting for the seat. Fighting over it. And fighting to see it. And fighting.
Here you are, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest drummer of all time. See old Uncle Tom beaten to death by a cruel master. See Eliza crossed the ice, pursued by the only living bloodhound on the American stage. See little Eva go to heaven right before your very eyes. Come on, come on. The price is 50 cents. A half a dollar is the key that unlocks Uncle Tom's cabin.
Oh, Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom. It's my poor little boy. They come and stole him. But his mammy will save him here.
Liza, is you sick? What's ailing you?
I was running away, Uncle Tom. Carrying off my child. The master's done stole my baby boy. He sold you too, Uncle Tom. Oh, why don't you run away too?
No, Liza. I ain't going. If it's his will, I'll bear my cross.
And you won't go with me, Uncle Tom?
No, Liza. Time was when I would. But him, that saved Daniel in the den of lions, he will deliver old Uncle Tom.
Oh.
Heaven protect me now. There's a gaining on us. They've got those bloodhounds on our track. Us coming to the river. And it's too late. The river's done broke up. Oh, thank the Lord. Das things tonight. If us just get down, us be no. And we find your pappy. Oh, heaven help me. If this ice will bear my weight and I'll keep my footing, we're free.
She's making for the river. Get her! Sam, don't get her!
Oh, heaven save me and my baby. I've got to take chances.
Now we'll catch her. The river will stop our boat. Look, she's jumped on the hook tonight. She'll be drowned. Sit down. No, we've caught her balance. We've reached the Ohio shore. She's safe.
Well, my dear Marie, here we are back from St. Louis, safe home at last.
Oh, St. Clair.
And this is my cousin, Miss Ophelia, from Boston.
How do you do? I'm delighted to see you, Cousin Ophelia.
And my dear wife, I've bought you a coachman who will drive like a funeral if you wish.
I know he'll get drunk. They're all the same.
And his name's Uncle Tom, Mama.
Nice hat. You're wet. How did this happen? Where is your nurse?
As we approached the landing, a sudden rush of the passengers precipitated little Eva into the water.
Great heavens, my baby!
Then a man leaped into the water and saved her. Tell us who that man was, little Eva.
It was Uncle Tom, Mama. Uncle Tom saved me. Come with me, Uncle Tom. I want to show you my pony.
Go, Tom. She is your little mistress. Your chief duty will be to attend her. She is so frail. Guard her well. Now, run and off. Now, Ophelia, I have something to show you. When I bought Tom, I also made a purchase for you. Here's the article now. Come here, Topsy.
Yes, Mother.
St. Clair, what in the world have you brought that thing here for?
Well, for you to train in the way she should go. Here, Topsy, give us a song and show us some of your dance.
I wish I was in the land of cotton. Folks down there are soon forgotten. Look away, look away, look away.
Well, I never saw the like. I don't want her, I'm sure. Still, it might be a real missionary work. How old are you, Topsy?
I don't know, Mrs.
Who was your mother?
Never had none.
Where were you born?
Never was born.
What do you mean?
Never was born. Mo says I growed on a blackberry bush, but the preacher, he says I was raised by a speculator with a lot of others.
Oh, how long did you live with your lost master?
I don't know.
A year?
I don't know how long is a year.
Oh, who made you, Topsy?
Nobody as I knows of. I just grown.
Well, Topsy, what can you do?
Oh, wash dishes and dance a breakdown. I wish I was in the land of cotton. Folks down there are soon forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I was born on a farm.
Read that again. From the good book, please, Miss Eva.
And I saw the New Jerusalem in a sea of glass mingled with fire. Uncle Tom, I'm going there.
Where to, Miss Eva?
Up there to heaven. bright. I'm going very soon, Uncle Tom.
Good Lord, Malcolm, for sure.
Ah, my little pussy. Are you better today?
It's no use, Papa. I'm going to leave you soon and never come back.
Oh, no. No, my pet.
Papa, will you do something for my sake?
Of course.
These creatures are God's children. Will you give Tom his freedom as soon as I am gone?
Anything you ask me, I will do, my lamb. But Eva, you mustn't speak of dying. Eva, my child, what is it?
I have a feeling that I've seen the bridegroom.
Marie, Ophelia.
It's the angel. It's the trumpet sound for the break of day.
Hush. She's dying. Oh, Tom, my boy, this is killing me.
Goodbye, Papa.
Oh.
Goodbye, Mama. The angels are calling me. Oh, love. Oh, joy. Oh, peace. I come.
Oh.
Bless the Lord. It's over.
Mr. St. Clair has given you to me. Now, I can give you your liberty, just as he's going to give Uncle Tom his.
Liberty, is that close or little?
Oh, Topsy.
Miss Feely.
What's the matter, Tom?
Oh, Miss Feely. Master St. Clair, they're just upon him home. I'm afraid he's done been killed.
Oh, no.
Master St. Clair.
I'm dying, Tom. Good old Uncle Tom.
Oh, no. Don't say that, Martha.
Yes. Yes, Tom, I'm going to join Little Eva.
Oh, no, Martha, no.
Give me your hand, Tom. Ah, that's it. Tom, I haven't signed your papers. I'm afraid you won't have your freedom now, Tom. Oh, Eva. I come.
Sinclair's slaves are going up. And I thought I'd look them over.
Did you find anything, Birdhands? It's boiled, every one of them.
Here, you. What's your name?
Tom Mother.
That's here, Muscle.
I shall close today's deal by offering you a valuable article known as Uncle Tom. What do you bid?
800, 800, 800, 800, 800, 800, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1 Well, Tom, I didn't buy you for common work. I aim to make a driver of you. You've seen enough of flogging to know how to do it.
Oh, I beg Mouse's pardon. Don't set me at that. I can't do it no way.
Oh, you can't. Oh, I'll teach you to. Don't you worry about that.
Oh,
if you... Now will you tell me you can't do it? Ain't you mine? Body and soul.
My body may belong to you, Master, but my soul belongs to him.
Oh, it does, huh? It does. Well, we'll see. Half ammo. Quimmo, give this dog such a beating, he won't get over it in a month. Lay it on him.
No.
Give it to him.
No.
Go ahead, lay it over his back.
Don't hit the man. Don't
lay it on him. Don't.
I've come to the dark places. I've gone through the valley of the shadows. Here's the lock of this evil terror. And here's the bright silver dollar, Mother George Shelby beginning. The day I was sold away from old Kentucky. Master George must be a man, but he's done. I'll never see him again. Here come Master McGee. A good coming it is.
Tom, where's those scoundrelly black gals, Cassie and Emmeline?
I suppose they's about the house somewhere else, Master?
No, they ain't. They've escaped, that's what. Call out the dogs. Saddle my horse. And you, you're at the bottom of this. I'll have it out of your black hide.
Oh, I ain't got nothing to tell, Master.
You ain't, eh? Oh,
Master, don't hit
old Tom. Please
don't hit old Tom.
Don't worry about that.
There ain't no more you can do now. But I'll forgive you with all my soul.
Slave of mine named Uncle Tom.
Well, there he is, trying to die. But he's just playing possum.
Oh, dear Uncle Tom. Look at me. Here's your own little Master George. I've come to buy you, to take you home to Kentucky.
Oh, Master George, you truly. You always going to take me home. You leave her, Master St. Clair to beckon me. Heaven has come. Goodbye, Master Joe. Glory be to his name.
You know, Frank, the government's got to do something about this slavery business.
You bet they have.
Slavery must go. Down with slavery!
Lincoln was right when he said that.
The nation cannot endure half slave and half free.
Mr. President, may I present your guest, Mrs. Stowe.
So this is the little woman who wrote the big book that brought on the war.
Mr. President, I am greatly honored.
Well, I have often wondered, Mrs. Stowe, how you came to write Uncle Tom's Cabin. You must have felt the injustices of slavery very deeply.
Oh, I did. I always have, even as a child. I remember when we were living in New England. And the newspapers, how Father would read them, and how Henry and I would.
$25 will be given for the apprehension of my mulatto Charles. Well built, age about 27, will show marks of recent whipping.
But how awful, Father.
Awful indeed, my little Harriet. But never forget these atrocities. I'm reading them so that you children will know the shame of our nation, the greed of men.
Oh, read some more, Father.
M.C. Gough, of Monroe rents dogs for catching Negroes for $5 a day.
What kind of dogs, Father?
Bloodhounds, my child. It's monstrous. I'll use that in my sermon. The North must do something.
Dear Father, he was stern but a great preacher. And dear little brother Henry, now he is a great preacher, carrying on Father's message. Then I remember when we lived in Cincinnati, Father was president of the Lane Seminary.
Harriet, my dear, I'm sorely troubled.
What is it, Father?
It's Dave Hardy.
Why, he's a model pupil. Surely Dave...
It's not Dave's fault, my dear Harriet. It's a cruel government that legalizes kidnapping under the Fugitive Slave Law. Dave is bright, intelligent. No one would suspect that he's not entirely white. But Dave's former master has found him.
Oh, how dreadful. We must do something.
Oh, we are powerless.
We'll buy his freedom.
A fine boy like Dave would bring $1,500. Where would we
get it. Mr. Lyman Beecher, I am now taking subscriptions to buy the freedom of Dave Hardy. How much will you subscribe?
Harriet, you could do it.
I'm going to do it, if I have to get it dime by dime. And he was freed. But, oh, there were so many others who never were. Of course, all masters weren't bad. I tried to be fair in my book. I made Mr. St. Clair a kind man, just like Mr. Lewis. The Lewises were friends of ours in Kentucky. What good times I had on their lovely old plantation when I was a young girl living in Cincinnati.
Harriet, I'm so glad you could come in time for the party.
It's beautiful. Your southern homes were made for parties, Elsie. And the slaves are celebrating, too. How fine of your father.
Oh, father's like that. All the slaves love him. They're going to have ices and cake just as we are. They're having a wonderful time.
I know. I've been back watching them. It was returning from the same visit on the boat. What is our next landing place, Captain?
Louisville, ma'am. Lots of traders getting on there. We're having an auction on board. But a powerful lot of slaves below deck, ma'am.
Oh, Captain, it's like the early Christians going into the arena.
Hey, you! I told you to stand up straight.
But, Martha, I've got a misery in my back. When I'll stand up straight, it's like knives.
You stand up straight or you're going on. Stand up!
Oh, Martha, would you try and sell me and my little child together? She'll be only 12, and she ain't no good without me.
Now's as good a time as any for her to learn. Pull out your curls, girl. Father, those curls mean $100 different.
Doorbell! Doorbell!
It brings tears even now. I ran to my cabin. I couldn't watch the auction. I wept and wept. Wept almost as hard as I did that day in church in Maine.
Why is standing the eyes of the marketplace? Our master calls us to erase this blight from our land. Remember how he said, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, have
the Lord has inspired me. I must write, write, write.
And that gray spirit, burning in desire to follow knowledge like a sinking star beyond the utmost bounds of human thought, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. This has been the second of a new series of dramas prepared for the schools of the nation by the Ohio School of the Air and presented as an NBC educational feature. The Gray Spirit is an original radio script by Meredith Page and Margaret Carey Tyler, prepared by the radio workshops of the State Department of Education and the Ohio State University under the direction of Meredith Page. It was produced by the Crosley Players under the direction of Reichel Kent. Joseph Reese speaking and inviting you to listen next week at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time over this station.
Ever hear a greater story come off the wire? How about it? Do we run it?
Run it. Of course we'll run it. Every word. Only a newspaper man could write that. Only a top-notcher.
The Prairie Sage. William Allen White of Emporia.